Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or CarpathoRussianSociety.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, May 28th, 2017. It is the Memorial Day weekend here in the United States, and I'll tell you a little more about the Memorial Day observance coming up. We start today's program with Ud Preshova Drashka Nova from Preshov, There Is a New Road by Stefan Vasilenko and Ladislav Jupin.
Ne plač,
Memorial Day is a federal holiday that honors American service members and is observed on the last Monday of May. Formerly known as Decoration Day, it commemorates United States citizens who died while on military service. First enacted to honor Union and Confederate soldiers following the American Civil War, it was extended after World War I to honor Americans who have died in all wars. On Memorial Day, the flag is raised briskly to the top of the staff and then solemnly lowered to the half-staff position where it remains only until noon. It is then raised to full staff for the remainder of the day. The half-staff position remembers the more than 1 million men and women who gave their lives in service of their country. At noon, their memory is raised by the living who resolve not to let their sacrifice be in vain, but to rise up in their stead and continue the fight for liberty and justice for all. So please remember the true meaning of Memorial Day this holiday season. Yes, it's the unofficial start to the summer holiday season, but please remember the service members, both men and women, who have died, not only fought, but died, gave the supreme sacrifice so that we may be free. And in their honor, we have Avichnaya Pamyat. Even though this broadcast is fully sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, either sponsoring an entire broadcast or in part, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. 9351, or you can email me at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. russinradio@c-rs.org. Now enjoy this instrumental number from Zakarpattia. Thank you. Last week, I started part one of the life of Adolf Dobryansky in honor of the 200th anniversary of the birth of one of the greatest Russians, Adolf Dobryansky. When Austria imposed martial law in Hungary and reorganized the kingdom's administrative structure, Dobryansky was appointed advisor to assist the head of the Ushorod civil district. Dobryansky considered the civil district to be the first step towards the creation of an autonomous Russian district. He issued the Ushorod district's official documents and proclamations in Russian, had Russian introduced in schools, and appointed Russians to governmental posts. After the Ushorod civil district was abolished in March 1850, Dobryansky moved to Košice. In 1865, Dobryansky was elected for a third time to the Hungarian parliament and was particularly active in promoting cultural activity among both Russians and Slovaks, serving as first co-chairman of the St. Basil the Great Society in Ushorod and as co-founder of the Slovak Cultural Foundation Matica Slovenska. Such pan-Slavic activity was frowned upon by Hungarian leaders, who in 1869 succeeded in having him removed from his parliamentary seat. Dobryansky retired to his property in the Russian village of Čeratižne in northeastern Slovakia, but displeased with increasing surveillance by the Hungarian authorities, decided in 1875 to emigrate to Russia. He returned to Austria-Hungary in 1881, but within a year, Hungary's prime minister succeeded in convincing the Austrian authorities to organize a trial accusing Dobryansky of state treason. Although acquitted for lack of evidence, Dobryansky was forced to move to Vienna and from there to Innsbruck, where he was to spend the last two decades of his life. Dobryansky maintained contacts with political and cultural activists in the Russian Empire. His ties with Subcarpathian Rus during his Innsbruck years were basically non-existent. Dobryansky died on March 18, 1901, in Innsbruck, and is buried in the Greek Catholic Cemetery in Čeratižne. In recognition of his achievements, the Duchnowitz Society in Ushorod erected memorial busts of Adolf Dobryansky in Michalovce and Ushorod.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life, GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also log on to their website to see all of their rates and products online at this address, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com or give them a call toll-free 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428.
Thank you.
This upcoming Saturday, the 3rd of June, the Cleveland chapter of the Carpatho-Russen Society will present its annual Vatra Carpatho-Russen Bonfire. This will start at 12 noon and run until 8 p.m. and will be held at the Shrine of Maria Poch, 17486 Mumford Road in Burton, Ohio. The kitchen will be open serving your favorite Russian food such as holubka, pirohi, halushka, kolbasa, cucumbered salad, pastries, hot dogs for the children, beverages, and more. The entertainment schedule has Luchina from Cleveland on at 12:30, Slaviani Folk Ensemble at 2, Zhumberchani at 3, Slavonic Liturgy and Panahida at 4 p.m., Living Traditions Folk Ensemble at 6, and the Tom Katrenich Orchestra at 7. So that is the Carpatho-Russen Vatra, sponsored by the Cleveland chapter of the Carpatho-Russen Society, this Saturday, the 3rd of June, starting at 12 noon and running until 8 p.m. at the Shrine of Maria Poch in Burton, Ohio. For more information, give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. CRS group member, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, will hold their 41st annual concert on Saturday, June 10th. Doors open at 5, concert begins at 6, at St. Elias Social Hall, 4200 Homestead Duquesne Road in Munhall. We will have songs and dances from Slovenia, Bulgaria, Vranje, and Carpatho-Rus. Immediately following the concert, join us for the reception at the same location, St. Elias Social Hall, where the dancing and singing continues. Delicious homemade ethnic food and pastries will be available for purchase, along with a sprawling Russian auction. Entertainment will be provided by the popular Orkestra Zabava. Tickets can be bought in advance and are also available at the door. They are $5 for adults. Students under the age of 16 are free. So for more information on Slaviani's 41st annual concert taking place on the 10th of June, that is a Saturday, at St. Elias Social Hall, 4200 Homestead Duquesne Road in Munhall. Doors open at 5 and concert begins promptly after liturgy right around 6 p.m. Give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. And next we go to the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. This is off of Our Songs from a Russian Garden CD, which will be available for purchase at Slaviani's concert on Saturday, June 10th. This is Oy Totam Nahori.
Mamochki,
Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. And as we leave you today with this number from Ruski Kerestor in Vojvodina, I invite you to join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Russian music here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming live at WPITradio.com and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or CarpathoRussianSociety.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasny tydzień. Z Bohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Думаємо, що я вам любив наш нічний програм. Pozivame vás sluchati sledujúšu nedeľu o 5.3. hodiny na stanici WPIT na frekvenciu 730. Trimajte sa krásne i s Bohom.